Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
We are just trying to get a hold of our guest, and I hope that, there he is. He's already on the line. We do have Katleho Mkhosi, who is on the line. Good afternoon to you, Katleho.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Very well, thank you. And how are you?
Yes.
Lovely. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Adventist World Radio. We are talking about an important and I think regulation of podcasting and digital content is one that is a minefield of space that has not been regulated. And Katleho Mkhosi is a director and partner at Nhlapho Mkhosi Incorporated Attorneys. Now, over a decade, the world of podcasting has been the wild west of the media. Its place has been just where anyone with a microphone and an opinion can reach millions, bypass traditional gatekeepers, and say exactly what's on their mind. No license required. But governments are no longer content to let digital content creators police themselves. Creators have been given an ultimatum: build your own ethical code, or have one written for you. This is a necessary step to protect the public. Is it so? Well, Katleho, what is the current legal status of a podcast in South Africa? Are they totally unregulated?
Yeah, so at the moment, podcasts are unregulated. They're not regulated by any South African law because the South African Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa, it regulates TV and it regulates radio. So at the moment, it is not regulated in South Africa. So I think like now only organizations are trying to bring a bill in parliament for there to be regulation of the space.
What are the primary drivers behind the push for regulation in 2026? Is this about public safety, or is it a knee-jerk reaction to a few high-profile scandals?
I think regulation has been coming for a long time. The market has been unregulated. And remember, we are talking about a platform that is accessible to millions of South Africans and people all over the world. And then there hasn't been any regulation at all. And people have been allowed to say what they want to say. So giving an example, let's say the drivers and the pushers, it's been that people have been giving advice, whether it be medical, whether it be legal, whether it's been related to education. They are just giving advice and talking about everything under the sun on podcasts, and there's been no regulation. So at the moment, those are the major key factors that are pushing that we need regulation.
And many podcasters argue that the intimacy and uncensored nature of the medium is exactly why audiences love it. Now, won't regulation kill the authenticity of the format?
I don't think so, because I think, remember, we've got the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa, right? That is in place, and it regulates TV. Anything that that must be said or not be said on TV, and then it also regulates on radio. So now let's give an example. Radio is there. We are able to say what we want to say, but it must not amount to hate speech.
I see.
Yes, it must be regulated in that framework. We can come on this radio platform and say what we need to say and educate people and tell them about, okay, this is blue, this is black, type thing, talk about race, talk about all those issues, talk about children, but then in a safe and regulated environment.
You know, some opponents fear that this is a slippery slope, that today it's podcasts and tomorrow it's social media. What's next? Is this a threat to free speech, maybe?
You know, I think there will always be a threat to free speech, right? Let's start there. As an attorney, I deal with law and lawyers and stuff. So your rights can always be violated, right? That's where our threat comes from. So your right to anything, whether it's the right to free speech, whether it's the right to movement, we can say that it can be violated. And then the law is always there to set the record straight. So from my opinion, I don't think like it's a bad thing that we want regulation of podcasts in South Africa. I actually think it's a good thing. And then they can be regulated. And then from the regulation, we now have a framework of what can be allowed and what can't be allowed.
One may argue, though, Katleho, that we have a well-developed legal system in South Africa that literally covers every aspect of our lives. And of course, this is overarched by the Constitution of the Republic. And that anything that is said there, be it, in terms of making sure that people are dignified, et cetera, it's already covered by law, is it not?
It's covered by law, but I don't think now the law has extended to podcasts. We must remember you are entering into a different realm. The law governs, it should be legislated, let's say, and it starts with a bill in parliament. So for us to get laws, they first go to parliament, it becomes a bill, and then it gets tabled and debated in parliament. Then members of the public are allowed to put in their input on those laws that are going to be made. Once that, then the lawmakers in parliament are the ones that then table it, and then it passes from being a bill, it then becomes an act. Once then it's drafted and it's going to become an act, the President of the Republic of South Africa is the last point of call, and he's going to sign it off. So as we stand at this present moment, there is no regulation. There are no laws that are regulating podcasts. And we can say that is a bit dangerous because we don't want to allow just anybody, members of the public or even people from outside, saying things and violating everybody's rights here in South Africa. We can say to members of the public, let's allow there to be regulation of podcasts. Let's say what can be done and what can't be done on a podcast, what would be considered as hate speech. You know, get definitions, get it written down so that when there is a violation of someone's rights on the podcast, immediately we go to that act. And we say Parliament in South Africa has now made this act. And then because now you violated this certain act on the podcast, then immediately now you can come to me as a lawyer and say, Katleho, they have violated such and such a right on the podcast. Let's take them to court and please represent me.
You know what, Katleho, I get where you are coming from in terms of regulation. I still do not see why a person cannot still lay a complaint, even as inverted commas, absence of regulation. Because, for instance, if there's defamation of character, because our laws, as I said earlier, they are ripe. And anything that anybody does in a public space is already looked at. And so I don't think we can be helpless and say, well, they're not regulated and therefore there's nothing we can do. I think there's a lot we can do still.
Yes, there is a lot that you can do. However, the regulation is the one that is going to assist, is the one that's going to assist the magistrate. It's the one that's going to assist the judges, and it's the one that's going to assist the prosecutors, because there could be a different framework that we would be able to bring the complaint to. They could even develop a forum that we could even bring the complaint to before we are rushing, for example, to the Randburg Magistrates Court and complaining about the podcast. There could be a forum or a commission that is regulated by law that says this forum and this commission is going to regulate the podcast. And if anyone has any issues, you first start at that forum first that regulates the podcasts and those internet shows. And then from there, that is when you can bring it to the magistrate's court. That is when you can bring it to the high court. So that is the type of framework that we are talking about and discussing in terms of regulation.
Now, how do we handle the content moderator issue. Are platforms like Spotify and YouTube responsible for the content, or is it solely the creator?
So now, platforms, I would say platforms are definitely responsible for what goes on. Let's say like now a platform like Spotify, and then someone is going to talk about hate speech and say something there that is not allowed, and it should not be allowed, you know, to be promoting such, so on their platform. So I would say that it is definitely on the platform to vet, to do a vetting exercise, that even before we go ahead and we upload your podcast or upload the voice note or anything like that for members of the public to listen to, it should be screened.
Now, as we move into a new era of AI-generated content, how can regulators possibly keep up with digital content that can be produced in seconds, literally?
Yes, I definitely think that regulators could keep up if the sector is more regulated. And once it becomes more regulated and there are laws and frameworks that are being put in place, and then now from there, we could even say, okay, now develop a forum, have a commission that solely deals with these podcasts. And then from there, you hire people that have the relevant qualifications, and then they will be the ones now sitting there and monitoring all these platforms, just like we said, the one that is in place now, the BCC, the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. It is already in place. They've got offices. They're everywhere within the 9 provinces of South Africa. There's a direct email line. There's a telephone call. There's this. You can lodge your complaint. There's forms. You have to inform them of the date, the incident that you heard, the violation, and then you've got now specific people and a specific forum to deal with that. So I think then that, you know, we need a platform like that to regulate this new space that we are now in.
Now, would this, anticipated regulation ultimately favor big media organizations over independent creators?
I think perhaps it would favor big media because they've got the money and they've got the funds. But remember, you know, when we are in this era of podcasts, it allows an unknown person to now have a podcast and be known. So that's where now in the regulation where we could even protect individuals from the big corporations, the Canal Plus, the DSTV Multi-Choices, the Netflix, protect them and put regulations in place to say that, giving an example, Katlego on his own, he just opened a podcast about law and he's going to be on there and talk about this and talk about families and talk about divorce law or children's law, can be protected against these big corporates and multinationals. So definitely the framework would come from there.
Katlego, yes. Before I leave you, man, what's the one thing that you would want our listeners to understand about the future of digital content in South Africa and the region?
I would say that it is a forever changing space. We should allow ourselves the opportunity to change with the times. Do not be stuck in the past. We are in the era of AI. We are in the digital era, and technology is moving very fast and fast paced. So we should be able to adapt with the times.
Beautiful. Katlego, I must thank you so much, Katlego Mokgosi, who is a director and partner at Nhlapho Mokgosi Incorporated Attorneys. Thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure, Ben.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.